USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 10 U.S. service members were killed in the attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. One of the explosions was outside the airport, and another was at or near a hotel near the facility. The hotel is reportedly used to ferry Americans to the airport. Indiana Republican Senator Jim Banks sits on the Senate Home Services Committee. He says this all could have been avoided.
If we would have kept a small footprint of special operations, counterterrorism-focused troops in Afghanistan through all of this, and if we would have kept the Bagram airfield open rather than rely on the very inefficient Kabul public airport where you're seeing the images of, this situation could have unfolded a whole lot more effectively and in a much better way than what it has.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The weekly jobless claims rose slightly last week. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Thursday morning's Labor Department jobless report is showing the number of people on unemployment is going in the wrong direction. The number of Americans seeking jobless benefits jumped last week from a pandemic-era low. Initial filings for unemployment benefits seen as a proxy for layoffs reached 353,000 last week. That's up from the previous week's revised number of 349,000. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones expected to see a rise in claims due to COVID-19 worries across the country. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A top Fed Reserve official is indicating the central bank is going to begin pulling back on economic stimulus. Kansas City Fed President Esther George describing the start of a pullback as appropriate given the progress we've seen. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Dr. Jason Valentine, a physician at Diagnostic and Medical Care Infirmary Health in Mobile, Alabama, recently posted a photo on his Facebook page showing him next to a sign that says, quote, effective October 1st, 2021, Dr. Valentine will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated against COVID-19, close quote. Valentine saying he's currently in the process of mailing a letter to patients about his decision. He posted a copy of that letter online. As far as the legality of a doctor denying patients service, Quentin Brogdon is with Crane, Brogdon & Rogers. He tells USA Radio News.
As far as I know under the law, Tim, there's nothing that per se prevents a physician from terminating or even failing to start a patient relationship, as long as it's not due to discriminatory reasons such as age, sex, race, sexual orientation, religion, or national origin. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 keeps doctors from denying service for those inappropriate reasons. But otherwise, doctors can deny care as long as, you know, a patient is not in an emergency scenario.
Doctors in Florida also walking off the job in protest of folks being unvaccinated in their state. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.